Welcome, future masters of the universe, to a realm where your bank account flourishes while you catch Z's or sip margaritas on the beach. This is not a drill. Today, we're diving deep into the wizardry of making money while you sleep, passive income magic. I'm Sharon, here to guide you through turning your dreams of financial freedom into reality. Because as Warren Buffett famously said, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. Let's ensure that you're in the former camp, shall we? Okay, first off, let's debunk the myths. No, passive income isn't a mythical creature seen only by the lucky few, nor is it a get-rich-quick scheme designed to vanish with the morning fog. It requires upfront effort, strategic thinking, and a sprinkle of persistence. Ready to learn the secrets? Buckle up. Passive income, in essence, is money earned with minimal ongoing effort. Now, before you say, Sharon, effort sounds like a lot of work to me, hear me out. Okay, the initial setup requires work, yes, but once you've set the stage, the goal is to keep the returns rolling in with as little day-to-day input from you as possible. So why bother? Well, because passive income is the cornerstone of financial stability and freedom. It's what separates the constantly hustling from those who have the freedom to choose their projects and adventures. In the realm of generating passive income, the possibilities are as vast as your imagination and initiative allow. Beyond the commonly tread paths of rental properties and dividend stocks, there exists a plethora of opportunities waiting to be tapped into. The core strategy, leveraging your unique skills, interests, and ambitions to find or create income streams that align with who you are and what you value. There are also opportunities for passive income tied into your existing business as well as outside of them. Let's dive deeper into these opportunities, focusing on the less traditional but equally lucrative avenues such as royalties from licensing and utilizing unused assets. Before we venture into the specifics, consider this: the most successful passive income ventures often stem from a deep alignment between what you're good at, what you enjoy, and what others are willing to pay for. For instance, an accountant with a passion for photography creates an online course teaching financial management for photographers. A chef might compile their best recipes into a cookbook, getting royalties from every sale. Let's look at royalties from licensing. This is one of the most enticing aspects of passive income, and that's the potential to earn royalties from licensing your intellectual property. This could include patents. If you've invented a product or process, licensing your patent to companies can provide a steady income stream without the need for you to produce or sell the product yourself. It could include copyrighted materials. This includes books, courses, music, and software. For instance, creating a unique software tool or app and licensing it to users or businesses can generate ongoing income. And then there's trademarks. If you've established a recognizable brand or logo, other businesses might pay to use it under license. And finally, processes and systems. Unique business methodologies or systems that you've developed can be licensed to other businesses in your industry. For example, a successful online marketing strategy or sales funnel you've created can be highly valuable to them. Many businesses and individuals sit on underutilized assets that could be transformed into passive income sources. You could be renting out unused space. For example, if you own a warehouse, office building, or even a large garden, consider renting out unused portions. This could be for storage, co-working spaces, or special events. Then there's equipment leasing. Do you own specialized equipment that's not in use all the time? You can lease it out to others in your industry or related fields. Then you could look at creative collaborations. Partnering with other creatives or businesses can open up new passive income streams. For example, if you're a graphic designer, you could collaborate with a writer to create illustrated books or educational materials sharing the royalties. And then, of course, there's digital products and affiliate marketing, ebooks, online courses, stock photography, and design templates offer a way to monetize your skills and hobbies. Once created, these products can be sold repeatedly with little to no additional effort. And then by recommending products or services you trust and use to your audience, you can earn a commission for each sale made through your referral links. It's a way to provide value to your followers while generating income. The landscape of passive income is rich with opportunity for those willing to explore and innovate. By aligning your ventures with your unique skills, interests, and existing resources, and considering avenues like royalties from licensing and optimizing unused assets, you can construct a diverse portfolio of passive income streams that support your financial freedom and lifestyle goals. The key is start small, experiment, and gradually scale up as you discover what works best for you. Let's look at setting up your first passive income stream and selection criteria. Embarking on the journey to establish your first passive income stream is an exciting milestone in your financial roadmap. However, the thrill comes with its set of challenges. Chiefly among them is choosing where to begin. Your selection shouldn't be a shot in the dark, but it should be a well-considered decision that aligns with your overall goals, capabilities, and resources. Here are key criteria to help guide your choice. First, you want to assess your skills and passions. Start by looking inward. What are you good at? What do you love doing? Your first passive income stream has a higher chance of success if it's something you're already knowledgeable about or passionate about. For instance, if you're an expert in digital marketing, creating an online course or writing an ebook in that area might be a good fit. Second, evaluate your resources. Take stock of what resources you currently have at your disposal. This includes time. How much time can you realistically dedicate to setting up and maintaining your passive income stream? Next, money. What's your budget for this venture? Some passive income streams require more upfront investment than others. Assets. Do you own any assets that can be easily converted into passive income sources? This could be anything from a spare room for rental to a knack for creating engaging digital content. Third, market demand. Conduct market research to understand where there's a demand that aligns with your interests and skills. Passive income stream should ultimately serve or solve a problem for a specific audience. Use tools like keyword research, surveys, and competitive analysis to gauge interest levels and identify potential gaps in the market that you can fill. Fourth, scalability and maintenance. Consider how easily the passive income stream can be scaled and what ongoing maintenance it's going to require. Some streams may start small but have significant growth potential with relatively low continuous effort, such as digital products. Others, like rental products, may require more hands-on management or additional investment to scale. Fifth, risk tolerance and return on investment, or ROI. Reflect on your risk tolerance. Are you comfortable with a venture that might take longer to generate income but has higher potential returns? Or do you prefer something with a quicker, albeit possibly lower, ROI? Understanding your risk tolerance will help guide your decision on what passive income stream to pursue. Six, legal and financial implications. Consider the legal and financial implications of your chosen passive income stream. This includes understanding any regulations, licensing, or taxes that may apply. Consulting with a financial advisor or legal expert can provide clarity and prevent future headaches. And then finally, seventh, compatibility with your lifestyle. Lastly, think about how this passive income stream fits into your current lifestyle and long-term goals. The ideal passive income venture should not only be profitable, but also enrich your life in some way, whether by offering more flexibility, aligning with your values, or providing opportunities for personal growth. By thoroughly assessing each of these criteria, you can make an informed decision on which passive income stream to pursue first. Remember, the goal is to build a foundation that not only contributes to your financial freedom, but also complements your life's ambition and dreams. So there you have it, a whirlwind tour of passive income magic. Remember, the hardest step is often the first one. Get an idea, any idea, and start fleshing it out. Your future self lounging on that beach or basking in the glory of financial freedom is going to thank you. To ensure that you're not just dreaming of passive income, but you're actually making it a reality, we've crafted a practical worksheet. It's your treasure map to identifying, planning, and launching your first or next passive income stream. From brainstorming to market research, setting timelines, and defining goals, this worksheet is your first step towards making money in your sleep.